From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United Nations Security Council voted unanimously Saturday to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile programs. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
North Korea's irresponsible and careless acts have just proved to be quite costly to the regime. This resolution is the single largest economic sanctions package ever leveled against the North Korean regime.
The additional sanctions are in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Manila, the Philippines, ahead of a regional meeting in the Asian country. During the meetings, Tillerson is expected to press China and other Asian countries to take a tougher stance against North Korea. Susan Thornton, the acting Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia, said Tillerson would have the chance to engage with China's foreign minister at the meetings of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Manila, but had no plans on meeting with North Korea's foreign minister there. Thornton said Tillerson would be seeking greater cooperation in isolating North Korea and enforcing UN sanctions. Hiroshima, Japan, marked the 72nd anniversary of the August 6, 1945 attack that killed 140,000 people with a somber ceremony Sunday. They held a minute of silence to remember the dead and a call to eliminate nuclear weapons. Mayor Kazumi Matsui urged that the absolute evil of atomic weaponry be banished. This is VOA News.